flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
वेदाहम् एतम् पुरुषम् महंत मदित्यवर्णम् तमसः परस्तात्। दैट्स श्वेता श्वेतर उपनिषद चैप्टर 3 वर्स 8। I know the Supreme Being, the great and effulgent like the sun, beyond the darkness of ignorance. And the essence is that, if you want to know God, you can know Him only through the intellect given by Him. And the intellect can only be received when the soul surrenders totally to God. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajanta priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamupayanti te. That's in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse 10. Tesham satata yuktanam, those who are constantly devoted unto me, bhajatam priti purvakam, who worship me with lot of love, tadami buddhi yogam tam, I, the Lord, the Supreme Authority, grant them the divine intellect by which they come to me. You can understand the truth. You can understand the Supreme Truth only through the Supreme Intellect. And the Supreme Intellect one can get only through complete surrender to the Supreme. This divine intellect is perhaps the greatest gift, the deepest, the highest benediction that we all have received. It's only with this divine intellect, with this yantra, with this instrument of divine intellect, you can understand the mysteries of the universe. You can understand the esoteric nature of God. You can understand the enigmatic puzzle of life, the complicated haze, the abstract web. And the unfathomable essence of things only with the divine intellect. And in today's Murli, Baba said, this is the instrument, this is the device through which you can know everything. If they, the scientists, know things of the physical world, you know things of the spiritual world through the divine intellect. The place is Trikaldarshi stage, and it is based on the knowledge of three aspects of time. So all attempt is to divinize the intellect. There are three types of intellect given in Bhagavad Gita. The Rajasic intellect, the Tamasic intellect and Sattvic intellect. Rajasic Buddhi, Tamasic Buddhi and Divine Sattvic Buddhi. Rajasic intellect is aggressive, violent, argumentative, given to debates and discussion. There is ego. While tamasic intellect is dull intellect, gathering dust, full of laziness and carelessness. And there is a darkness, no desire to do anything, a dull, a drab intellect. And there is Sattvic intellect. Sattvic intelligence thinks of freedom, independence. It thinks of welfare of the world. So Baba said, you have got Divya Buddhi, divine intellect, as the instrument. So today's Murli is about spiritual court. You are self-sovereign, cooperative souls sitting in the spiritual court. And Baba has compared this court with the future court. There is yet another Murli comparing the two courts, not this. Baba said, each one of you who is sitting here has got shine. Each one of you who is sitting here is wearing the jewels of virtues. Each one of you is sitting here is having a protective umbrella, a double crown, one of double light of purity and the other is of service, unlimited service. Each one of you who is sitting here has got unique purity. Each one of you who is sitting here has got unique royalty. So these are the characteristics of this, or the specialities of the soul who are the part of the spiritual court. So what is today's task? Write a letter of gratitude to Baba to make you the part of the spiritual assembly. That letter should be very small, 3 lines, that's it. Expressing gratitude as if you have received an invitation, a mail to come and to the part to be the part of this spiritual court of God. And in return, you are writing a letter of acknowledgement, just thanking God for making you the part of this spiritual court. You can visualize yourself sitting in that court. You have got jewels of virtues. You have got double crown, bedecked with purity, royalty, and divine shine. This is a beautiful visualization. God is sitting on the throne, and the spiritual assembly, everyone is sitting on independent, beautiful throne. Imagine, visualize this beautiful court of God where you are invited, and also write a letter of acknowledgement. This one? Yeah. A letter of acknowledgement. This Murli also talks about purity, as I said. Reflect on purity as a personality trait and find out ways to increase this purity. Think, churn, contemplate. How can I increase my purity? What are the methods to increase the purity? Think of those methods. You can create a diary wherein you write the reflections, the experiences, the circumstances. Diary of a Rajyogi. Every day, jot down points of experiences. Life brings so many experiences. I'm not talking of writing the art, the chart of remembrance. Writing experiences, writing daily routine, writing diary of a Rajyogi. Just put things happening where you are at that point of time. You are in Madhuban, so write the date, Pandavavan, and write the experiences or the lifestyle or the things that happened, the circumstances, the reflections, the experiences, some newer realizations. Just write few points every day. It will be a spiritually rich diary one day. Diary. Baba said, Baba mentioned a very different group of people, politicians. They are planning new schemes and they are lost. Scientists, they are planning new experiments and inventions and they are lost. The religious people, they are lost in the illusion of soul and supreme soul. Then there are scholars who are busy in debating. Only you children have realized God, the beloved ones. So you can create a 30-minute meditation task every day. Because the souls are suffering in the dark, they are lost in illusions, in books, in scriptures, in debates, in discussions, in trying to understand the mysteries of the universe, sending their rockets, missiles, aircrafts to other planets. So World Welfare Meditation, 30 minutes, sit down and go to 5 continents, 5 oceans, 5 types of souls, 5 authorities, 5 elements, 5 vices, burn them. can create different categories. But this is a must ask. If you are a Brahmin, then you should sit and send Sakash. This is your duty. You have to purify the world. The elements have become impure. The air is contaminated. The sky is contaminated. The water, the fire, and everything around. The minds are polluted. The vibrations are murky. The intellects are stained. So your vibrations will help. And the last part of the Murli is about innocent children. Baba said, only you innocent children have realized God. Only you innocent children are sitting, have become eligible to sit on heart throne of God. Only you children have won the heart of God. You can create a motto or design a slogan. The Lord is pleased with the whom? With the true heart. He loves true heart, the pure heart, the uncorrupted heart. A heart which is free from deception, fault finding. A heart which is free from plotting schemes, truth is God. God is truth. So create some slogan, some design, wherein this is written. The heart, the Lord is pleased with true hearts. So there are 2-3 important points of this Murli. The first, as we said, create a diary. Think of the internal purity as a personality trait. And how can we enhance this? What should we do so that the purity of the soul reaches next level? When the purity reaches the highest stage, miracles start happening. Purity has got unprecedented powers. Pure mind, pure intellect, pure heart. A voiceless heart is the most powerful thing in this world, in this vicious world, in this malicious world. So reflect on this, the methods, the ways, the means, the techniques to increase purity. The third is this meditation for the world, world welfare meditation, 30 minutes. Sit and send out Sakash. Sit and send out vibes. Purposefully, consciously. Emerge the soul, talk with them, bless them, give them drishti. The next, this is one more thing, fictional dialogue you can create. To write a poem is easy, to write a story is easy, to write, to compose a song is easy. To write an essay is easy. To draw a diagram, to picture a poster, a slogan. Calligraphy can be easy. But one of the toughest tasks is to create a dialogue. Scientist and Rajyogi. Scientist and Rajyogi. Scientist and Rajyogi. The scientist asking questions and Rajyogi or a spiritually enlightened person is trying to answer. Where scientist is demanding explanation. His intellect is very different. He wants explanation for everything. The science of the universe can explain everything. Scientist. Rajyogi. Yes, I respect science's ability to reveal so much about the physical world. But the science of the soul reveals peace and truth. Scientist. We need evidence for such claims. Rajyogi. I understand. Experience is the greatest evidence. One that resonates personally. Scientist. Knowing how stars and planets are formed is essential. Rajyogi. Absolutely. And equally essential is knowing who we are in the grand scheme of things. Scientist. I want to see it with my eyes. Rajyogi. I appreciate your need for direct observation. Meditation helps us see with inner eye, the eye of wisdom. Scientist. Is that even possible? Rajyogi. Yes, it is. If you try, I believe the truth itself will reveal to you. Scientist. Can meditation solve life problems? Rajyogi. You are right to ask. Problems often arise from restless mind, and meditation can restore peace. Scientist. But how can peace be measured? Rajyogi. A valid question. Peace cannot be measured like that. It can only be felt and experienced. Can soul be seen? Scientist. Rajyogi. Yes, that's a thoughtful question. The soul is not visible to the physical eye, but becomes clear through the knowledge and experience. How can you say that soul is eternal? You make a good point. Like energy cannot be destroyed, the soul too is eternal energy. Then what does the death mean? Rajyogi. I appreciate your curiosity. Death is merely the transformation of body. The soul continues the journey and so on. This is called dialogue. This is called conversation. Two persons are sitting and discussing, but who is that person? A scientist. And a spiritually enlightened person. Scientist demands explanation. He is not going to accept your soul, supreme soul, your paramdham, or the world which is about to come. He wants truth. He wants to see under the microscope if you say there is soul. That's a scientific mind. So this is today's Murli. So world meditation, a fictional dialogue, a write of letter of acknowledgement for making you the part of the spiritual assembly. And the last part is, you can decorate a slogan. The Lord is pleased with the true heart. Sachi Dil. Om Shanti.